starting in around 1996, the medical community begins hearing that patients have been suffering needlessly because we are too stingy with these drugs. We start hearing that the risk of addiction had been overblown, that addiction in patients prescribed opioids is very rare. We were even given the statistic that much less than 1% of our patients will become addicted. And doctors didn't just hear this directly from the drug company. If we had heard it directly from the drug company, we would have been less gullible. Beginning in the late 90s, we start hearing this from our professional societies. We start hearing it from experts in the field of pain medicine. We're hearing it from our hospitals, from our state medical boards. From every direction, we begin hearing that if you're an enlightened, caring doctor, you'll be different from those stingy, puritanical doctors of the past that were letting people suffer. You'll understand that opioids are a gift from Mother Nature, and they should be used much more for just about any complaint of pain. And as we responded to that campaign and the prescribing took off, it led to a sharp increase in opioid addiction. Since 1997, there's been a greater than 900% increase in the number of Americans addicted to opioids. And as the number of Americans with opioid addiction increased, opioid overdose deaths started to go up along with the increase in the number of people who are addicted. And so we're now facing an epidemic that includes soaring increases in infants born opioid dependent. It includes a flood of heroin and fentanyl into non-urban areas across the country. It includes an impact on the workforce, outbreaks of injection-related infectious diseases. We are dealing with the worst drug addiction epidemic in United States history.
To your mind, what needs to change in both how we prevent people from being prescribed opioids when they don't need them or when there maybe are alternatives to opioid prescription, also in seeing that people who are addicted to opioids receive quality care?
Yeah.
What
you're asking me about is what has to happen in order to bring our opioid addiction epidemic ultimately to an end. The epidemic is not going to come to an end unless we can prevent more people from becoming addicted. And that will only happen if the medical community, including dentists, begins prescribing much more cautiously. Opioids are very good medicines for easing suffering at the end of life, and they can be helpful sometimes when prescribed after major surgery for a couple of days. But when they're prescribed aggressively for either minor injuries or minor surgery, or when patients are put on them long term for common problems like low back pain, they are much more likely to harm the patient than help the patient. So we need to really change the way these medicines are being prescribed if we hope to end the epidemic. I will say that even if we're able to achieve that, even if we can get the medical community to be much more cautious in its use of these drugs, we do still have millions of Americans now who are addicted to opioids. And their opioid addiction is not going to get better simply because doctors are becoming more cautious. If someone's opioid addicted and they're going to need to keep using, or they're going to be feeling very sick. And so if they can't get pills, more people will probably continue switching to heroin. So we have to see, for the millions of Americans who are now opioid addicted, we have to see that effective treatment, addiction treatment, is easy to access. It has to be very easy to access. Regardless of your ability to pay for it, on the same day that you would want treatment, you should be able to get it. It's got to be easier to access than it is to access heroin, fentanyl, or painkillers. Unless you make it easier to access, people will continue using. And when I talk about effective addiction treatment, I'm not really talking about detox or rehabs. Detox and rehab, you know, those modalities don't work well for most people with opioid addiction. The most effective treatments are long-term outpatient treatments with a medicine like buprenorphine. Another name for buprenorphine is Suboxone. And for people with very severe addiction who don't respond to buprenorphine, methadone maintenance is also a good option. People have to be able to access those treatments more easily than heroin, fentanyl, or painkillers if we want to see overdose deaths coming down.
You spoke to cultural changes in the medical community that would help to end this crisis. There have been some measures recently here in Delaware, in the state, and of course, the federal government, President Trump, declared it a national health emergency. What role do you see state and federal entities playing in this to do their part?
Well, there is a lot of good work being done on a state and county level. I think almost every state in the country and many counties across the country have a task force focused on the prescription opioid heroin crisis. These are task forces that have representation from the medical community, from law enforcement, state legislators. There's a lot of great work being done on a local level, particularly with expanding access to naloxone or Narcan to reverse opioid overdoses. Despite some really good efforts on a community level and on a state level, our opioid addiction epidemic is still getting worse. States and counties are not able to solve this on their own. We need help from the federal government, and unfortunately, this is a problem that the federal government has really neglected. President Obama, when he came into office in 2008, the opioid addiction epidemic was already severe, and it got worse every year that he was in office. But President Obama didn't start speaking about the opioid addiction epidemic or seeking any funding from Congress to address it until his very last year in office, and it was very late, and it was very little that we got from the Obama administration. President Trump, on the other hand, has been speaking about the epidemic quite a bit. He campaigned on the opioid addiction epidemic. Members of his administration speak about it frequently, and he even designated the problem a public health emergency. So we are getting quite a bit of talk from President Trump on the opioid crisis, but we've yet to get action from the administration. What we haven't seen from the Trump administration is a detailed plan on how the administration intends to tackle the problem. And we've yet to have President Trump seek funding from Congress to address the problem. I believe that we're going to need to invest billions, perhaps $6 billion a year, over the next 10 years, or a $60 billion commitment over the next 10 years, if we want to make sure that people who are suffering from opioid addiction in the United States have access to effective treatment regardless of their ability to pay for it. This epidemic is costing the nation tens of billions a year, and so it's time to start investing in tackling the problem.
What role should law enforcement play? There's been a lot of criticism of the war on drugs, but it's still an illegal substance. And what role, to your mind, should law enforcement play?
Yeah, well, the war on drugs rightly has a bad reputation because I think the war on drugs contributed to mass incarceration. And what the war on drugs really meant in many cases was a war on drug users and on people with addiction. I think in recent years we are seeing a change in attitudes about addiction from law enforcement. Even conservative politicians, when they talk about the opioid addiction epidemic these days, many of them start off by saying, we can't arrest our way out of this. It's great that we're hearing this. We didn't hear it in the past very much when we had addiction epidemics that disproportionately hit low-income inner-city communities. What we got from policymakers was a war on drugs and a message that we could potentially arrest our way out of this problem. You know, so we're not hearing that today. What we're seeing is a much more compassionate response and a better understanding that addiction is a disease that needs treatment rather than a moral failing. There is, however, an important role, I believe, for law enforcement. I think we do need law enforcement to help us make heroin, fentanyl, and black market prescription opioids much more difficult to access. It's very hard to get people engaged in treatment for opioid addiction if they have easy access to opioids. If somebody who's opioid addicted can march into a pill mill office and walk out with hundreds of tablets of oxycodone, it's going to be very hard to engage that person into treatment. And that's going to be someone who's going to be at very high risk for an overdose death. Same thing if someone can easily walk to the street corner and buy cheap heroin or fentanyl. Those are going to be people that are going to be much harder to engage in treatment and are going to be at much greater risk of an overdose death. So you need a balance where law enforcement helps us make illicit and prescription opioids harder to access, while at the same time we're working to make treatment easier to access. It's through that balance that we can, that I believe we'll be able to see overdose deaths start coming down if we get it right.